Death-defying magician David Blaine is bringing his mind-blowing show David Blaine Live to the Palace Theater in Albany on Tuesday, June 26th. Blaine is known for his exceptional fusion of magic and stunt work unlike any other modern-day performer. The one-man show will be an interactive experience to shock and awe audiences. Blaine's highly rated primetime specials have shown him being buried alive in New York City for a week, encased inside a 6-ton block of ice for 3 days, surviving standing atop a 100-foot-tall pillar in Bryant Park for 36 hours without a safety net, enduring 44 days inside a transparent box in London on nothing but water, and living with 1 million volts discharged at him continuously for 72 hours from 7 Tesla coils. Blaine also spent 1 week submerged in a sphere-shaped aquarium at Lincoln Center. The new show is called David Blaine Live. It comes to the Palace Theater on Tuesday, June 26th in Albany, and you can find out more at davidblaine.com. David Blaine, welcome to the Roundtable. How are you?
Good. How's it going, Joe?
It's going great. Very, very nice to have you on the program. I am a big fan of your work, and I look forward to having you here in town. Give me a sense of what comes where you say, okay, I would like to go on tour, I would like to go from town to town.
Well, I've always wanted to do that. It was just a matter of feeling that the show was right and ready. So I've worked pretty hard for quite some time to try to put together something that I felt was worth bringing to an audience. And now it's at that place. So it's now I'm still working on it as it goes. So every night it changes, every night it's different, but it is starting to become something that I think is a unique experience, and it's something that is very interactive with the audiences, and it's fun for me, but it's also, I think, a show that is something that may never happen again, because physically I don't know how long I could push this show, but I do love doing it, and it is a new experience. So it's like I've done magic on television, I've done endurance stunts, but now this kind of combines the best of everything with new pieces of magic and a new way and a new approach to all that.
I mean, obviously there's the physicality, which you mentioned, but there's also the fact that all of this stuff has to travel from town to town. And it would seem to me that would be difficult too, especially the more elaborate it gets.
Yeah, the show is pretty stripped. So it's pretty bare bones. So it's kind of like the stuff that I like in magic, which is just physical feats of endurance combined with some, you know, straightforward pieces of simple magic. So it has that feel of something that you know could happen anywhere, any place, any time, which allows it to be what's interesting or meaningful or believable in magic, my three key words. So it's kind of like a show where anything can happen, and I think the audience feels it, and I do have everything of myself into this show. And every night, you know, I feel like the audience can relate to a guy pushing himself as far as he can physically, but not to the breaking point, hopefully.
Not to the breaking point. What got you interested in endurance, in that idea of endurance magic?
I mean, first of all, just as a young boy, just the love of Houdini, and he was an escape artist. So I never was into escapes, but I was always wanting to endure things, and I think that was just based on weaknesses as a child. Like, I was born with my feet turned in, so I couldn't swim as fast as other kids on the swim team when I was 5, so I learned how to hold my breath so I wouldn't have to turn my head to breathe while swimming, which allowed me to keep up. And I would, you know, go running barefoot in the snow in the winter time, and I just liked pushing myself to be tough on things that I wasn't really as, you know, I had asthma as a young kid, so I became the guy that could run, you know, the fastest mile out of all the fastest runners in my high school and stuff like that. So I would just push for things that I knew I could kind of override my body with the brain to be able to do.
So when you were doing this more regularly on a public grand scale, where you would say, okay, put me in a block of ice for 3 days, what would go through your mind to say, okay, this can be the next thing. This would be interesting for an audience. This would be interesting for me. And let's see what happens.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So usually, like, I found an image of a guy that was in a block of ice for 6 hours that was transported on an airplane from point A to point B. And he was in this really solid, beautiful block of ice. So I saw that image just in researching, you know, different things that have happened in the past. From the viewpoint of, you know, magic or even performance art, just studying all of it, And then I had this vision of just, you know, what it would look like to put a big block of ice in the middle of Times Square, New York, and just be there for 3 days and three nights, which I felt was like as long as I possibly could go without, you know, breaking. So I kind of estimate how far could I push myself, and then I go a little bit further, which is usually the example of it. And once again, I think of these as like what it would look like. So I imagine if I was a young kid and I was coming to the city, what would I look, you know, if I saw this giant sphere in the middle of Lincoln Center and somebody living in it like a human aquarium, I would want to go see that. And my mother would probably take me to see those things. And I've always made them, you know, public kind of free performance spectacles that anybody could go see. But at the end, I'd always do something that physically, you know, pushed me to train really hard and figure out how it could be done.
Now, that is endurance. Is it still magic?
I mean, I don't think magic really exists. So I think if you look up the word magic, it's a description of something that obviously nobody in the world can do. So I tend to go for things that are believable and real. Like, you know, Houdini was a magician, but he was also doing things like escaping from shackles thrown into a river. And of course, people didn't get it during his day and age. So the mayor of New York City's wife said, "I don't get it. Any criminal with handcuffs can try to break out of handcuffs." So people were not really, you know, I don't get what's magic about it, but I think there is something to the idea of doing things that seem impossible that really can be done that is as close to magic as it gets, as opposed to, oh, look, there's a big box and then somebody appears or disappears, which has never been my type of thing to go see. Yeah, so exactly.
What's fascinating to me, as I was watching your specials time after time, the spectacle of it was great. But then there would also be these moments where you would intersperse it with you just out in the street with a deck of cards. And several years ago, you were here in Albany at the Albany Public Library working with kids. And I was lucky enough to be there. And you were just doing just magic, I guess what you call street magic, just right there in front of God and everybody, just right in front of the kids' faces. That is fascinating to watch. And I don't know,
thank you.
If you don't think, I understand what you're saying about there's really no definition
of
magic.
All of that is incorporated into this show. So it's an evening of all of that, exactly. So there is the interactive magic. There is me wandering through the balcony before the show. There is card tricks incorporated into these crazy things. So it does have a hint of all of that, but you know, I think there's lots of guys that can do an hour on stage with a deck of cards. That's not really been my goal. But yeah,
right.
I think you're right. That would be a great show. It's just not for me. But it is cool.
No.
Yeah, I've incorporated it.
My point being, but if that's not magic, I don't know what is.
No, I agree with you. The magic is in their reactions. I totally agree with that. The magic is watching their reactions, that's for sure. And that's what I've worked really hard on, is getting reactions that I think are believable and amazing and interesting, and that whole, from all different walks of life, to show the similarities between people. And you still see that in this show, because we pull people up on the stage and you see their reactions, and it's pretty fun.
When you're out and you're doing something live, I assume that things can go wrong. Can that often work to your benefit? Is that sort of what's exciting? I mean, if you ask a radio person.
For me, that's exciting. That's what I love about this show, is anything can happen. It's not like a package scripted, everything is the same every night, walk through the motions type show. It's the opposite. This is a show where I think the audience connects to the fact that this is a guy that's really putting everything that he has into this one show. So yeah, I think that is part of the fun. I think you need to come see the show, to be honest. So I'm gonna actually make sure that you are there at the Albany show and you're not allowed to back out, and then I'll meet you after the show so we can discuss what your thoughts are.
No, seriously, do you promise that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna track you down and make sure that you're there, and then
after the show
you will meet me and we will discuss the whole thing.
I look forward to that. All right. David Blaine is bringing his mind-blowing show, David Blaine Live, to the Palace Theater in Albany on Tuesday, the 26th. You can find out more at davidblaine.com or palacealbany.org. David, I'll see you on the 26th.
I'll see you after the show, and I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate
right,
it. Thank you.
David
Blaine, davidblaine.com, going to be at the Palace Theater in Albany Tuesday, June 26th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.